I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Montana's congressional delegation is small, only 3 members. 2 are Republican, 1 is a Democrat. And this year, 2 of them face re-election. So in this hyper-partisan climate, YPR asks the delegation how they balance working together to represent the state and Montanans, while at the same time campaign against one another. At the recent GOP Platform Committee dinner in Billings, Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte referred to the Democratic member of the delegation this way.
This other guy, he votes with Chuck Schumer all the time. And you think about these votes and how they've not been for Montana. Steve and I need somebody who's on the Montana team who will vote for Montana. Matt, I look forward to serving with you.
A reference to Matt Rosendale, who won Montana's contested Republican June primary election.
Look, I know politics. You got to have a thick skin in politics.
Tester has denied the charge. He votes all the time with the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer of New York. A head-to-head comparison of their voting records compiled by the investigative service ProPublica found that the charge was not accurate.
Sometimes I read stuff in the paper that I don't really like to read about what either one of them have said, but nonetheless, that's politics. So we have to work together for Montana, and that's what I try to do.
When Gianforte was asked about his comment later at the event that featured Donald Trump Jr., he said the personal animosity that gets represented in the media honestly doesn't exist.
And I would encourage Montanans to get smart on the issues and decide if they want someone who's going to work with President Trump to make the American dream more attainable, or someone who's going to work with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer against that agenda. It's a very clear choice. It's going to be a campaign of contrasts, but I don't think we need to bring personal animosity into it.
He said basically every Wednesday the delegation gets together for coffee. It was a tradition started by former Montana Senator Max Baucus for the delegation. The gathering is open to the public. Gianforte agreed there's no question all 3 of them love Montana, but there's a different vision to take it forward. While Senator Steve Daines, a fellow Republican, agreed there are different votes among the delegation, for example, the Trump tax cut. But at the end of the day, politics is about relationships.
I think Montanans want to see civility in the discourse. And unfortunately, across our country, we've lost a lot of that. And so we need to model that as leaders.
Dane said having different views is part of the political discourse in this country.
I think what we need most of all to do is don't make it personal. Keep it focused on the issues and not make this about personalities.
Or as he puts it, disagreeing disagreeably. Tester, the lone Democrat in the delegation, agreed.
What I've told folks all the time is I don't know that you can ever pick any 2 people that agree on all the issues.
The farmer from Big Sandy said when it comes to Montana issues, the delegation works together. He pointed to several pieces of legislation where the delegation worked together, including on the East Rosebud Wild and Scenic Rivers Act or the Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act.
I think the relationship is solid. Certainly respect both of them, and move forward. And hopefully the campaign doesn't get too crazy.
And his campaign ads mention some of the bills that have been signed into law by President Trump. Regardless, all of the members of the delegation said they're going to continue to work for the betterment of Montana and the country and leave it up to the voters to grade how well they're doing that job. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.